Now, move on to the last chapter of your subject, financial accounting, that is financial accounting in computerized environment. Now, since as you know that in the first chapter we started with analysis of business transaction, then recording it, then we started with various concepts, and then I made you learn how to analyze the business transaction, how to record the business transaction, what you have to do for analyzing, what you have to do for recording and then transferring it to ledger. All that process, that step which involved in the accounting process. The accounting process which starts from making of documents of various transactions, because every transaction which you are recording has to be backed by documents, verifiable documents, right? Then after that document is prepared, then we used to record that in journal. From journal, we make a journal entry. From journal entries, we transfer the entries from journal to ledger account. Then after transferring all the transactions, after recording all the transaction of journal entry, then transferring all the entries from journal to ledger, every account, every ledger account has to be tallied. By tallying, we get the balance of each and every ledger account, which from with the help of that ledger, we used to prepare trial balance. Then at the end of the year, various adjustment, post adjustment entry has to be made. Then we used to pass the adjustment entry like depreciation, doubtful debts, outstanding expenses, prepaid expenses, unrecorded sales, unrecorded purchase, all that entries which were not recorded, which has to be adjusted, has to be passed. For that we used to pass adjustment entries. Right. After making adjustment entry, we make adjusted trial balance. From the adjusted trial balance, we prepare revenue statement, financial balance sheet and cash flow statement. All this used to be prepared by a person before computerization environment has been introduced. So this used to take huge time, because one person has to write the journal entry. Then he has to post them into ledger day by day. Then at the end of every month, he is to tally the account and transfer the balance to the next month. And this process used to take place day by day, daily, on a daily basis, month by month. And at the end of the year, the balances which he get in each and every account, with the help of that balance, taking that balance, we used to make trial balance. Now this used to take long time, first of all, and at that time, since when this accounting entries means accounting double entry system started, at that time there were very few companies, and at that time there was a few transactions used to take place in a particular company. There were no competition. Because of that, the workload was less, but still the workload which they used to do was enough, which may lead to various mistakes, since human being cannot work like machine. Since he is a human being, if he is not making any mistake, he become God, right? So we are not God, we are human beings. So we are dealt to make mistake. Without mistake, we can't do any accurate work. Since we are doing the same similar type of transaction, passing similar type of transaction, definitely we are bound to make mistake. So there were various mistakes which used to carry when you used to do accounts manually. Sometime we may not pass the entry, the correct entry. We may make mistake in errors of principle, means instead of debiting wages, we may debit it salary. Instead of debiting machinery, we may debit wages. Any error of principle, we may, while writing the amount, instead of writing 123, we may end up with writing 132. While posting, instead of posting on a debit side, we may in a hurry, we may post it on the credit side. So lots of mistake has been committed by the accountant when they used to do the accounts manually. All these problems, and if you are doing the account manually, it may not give you a facility of checking the accounts again, checking the trial balance. If you are making mistake, your trial balance will not tally, and if your trial balance is not tally, you will not be able to make revenue statement, balance sheet and cash flow statement. So in order to overcome this this has this benefits, this disadvantages of manual accounting is overcome by computerized environment. So now we are going to study the steps which is involved in the accounting process, which is called gamut of accounting process, goes through phase of preparation of voucher. We prepare voucher, then make an accounting entry of that. Then from journal entry, we post them into ledger. Prepare a trial balance after that. After preparing trial balance, it should tally. But if you are doing the account manually, there may be some mistake. It is not possible that on the first attempt only you get a tally trial balance. Okay, passed. And then we make adjustment entries regarding depreciation, outstanding expenses, prepaid expenses. Right, prepare adjusted trial balance, and with the help of that, prepare income statement and balance sheet, prepare cash flow statement, which is used for further decision making purpose. So this were the steps, which is called as gamut of accounting process, steps of accounting process. Right, so while processing this, while doing this step, there are this several phases of accounting, this several steps of accounting may lead to various errors, means the accountant may commit various errors, like posting a debit without corresponding credit, means we may write debit and we forgot writing credit, because we are following double entry system. One debit effect, the another will be credit effect. There should be dual effect, debit and credit. But we may end up, while posting, we may end up only writing debit by leaving credit, or we may write credit by leaving debit. It may happen like that. Instead of posting 123, we may post 132. We may do the totaling mistake. We may do the posting mistake. Instead of posting to Ramesh, we may post to Suresh. Instead of posting in Rakesh, we may post to Ramesh. Such type of mistakes happens when we used to do accounting in manual, right? So all this error are no more in the computerized environment. All these disadvantages has been eliminated by computerized environment. Previously, the accountant has to pass the journal entry. At the same time, he only has to post the journal entry from journal to ledger, because there are two separate books. Right, he only has to get the total of each and every accounts, journal as well as various account. So it became an hectic schedule for him to do all these things. But now, in because of computerized environment, all this work has been reduced, and the time which we require to all do this is very less as compared to the manual accounting process. Nowadays, we have to just pass journal entries. Rest, everything is taken care by the software in the computerized environment. Means previously we used to make journal, we only used to write journal entry, we only used to make various ledger by drawing lines, right, and posting them manually in that, right, we only has to tally. But now in computerized environment, all this has been eliminated. Only thing which you have to do is to pass the journal entry, that's all. You have to analyze the business transaction, record it properly, see which account get affected, and accordingly pass the entry accordingly as per the transaction which took place. So on the basis of that, you have to just pass the journal entry. Automatically it will get posted to ledger, automatically we'll get the total. So it becomes very easier for us to survive in the computerized environment. Then, so if because of computerized, no more in computerized environment, further you have benefit from ability to handle bulky data processing in a real time. Means if the transaction is increasing, since we are dealing with now different people, different parties, different product, so the bulk of transaction also increases. Previously, if I am talking about 20 years or 30 years back, that there were transactions which you can count in numbers, 100 to 200 transactions on a whole year. But nowadays, now you can say that 100 to 200 transactions in one day or in a half day. So bulk has been increases because of competition, because of diversification in the product, the transaction, the production process, all the process has been increased. So because of that, the data processing also increases. So you can handle the bulky process, data processing in a very short span of time. It will not take time to record all these things. Across different offices, location, we can connect all our account, different department as well as different branches of our company at one networking with the help of computerized environment. Because nowadays we have internet systems, networking system, in which all the department can be connected, and the accountant has not to He is not, nowadays he has not to be visiting to each and every department to pass the entry. Sitting in his cabin, he can pass the entry for each and every department because they are connected with every department at one place. So that saves his time. Integrates functional inputs, provisional achievement means what? We get integrated input means sitting at one office, we can get all the information of different department. There is need not, the accountant need not to go to each and every department to get one information. At a click of button, at a fraction of second, he can just click a button and click up a particular function. He will get all the details of particular department for which he is need not to go to that particular department and get and see the accounts books. Sitting at one place only, since the software is so integrated, that sitting at one place you can search, you can get the information. Sitting at Mumbai, you can get the information of your company from Chennai, from Bangalore or from out of the world because they are integrated with net connections, right? So, because of computerized accounting, computerized accounting gives you a plus benefit that it has an ability to generate voucher, it make a check, because previously the supplier used to come and sit in your office for the check, the accountant used to check his balance, see the books, take out the ledger, get the his ledger balance, calculate it and then make a check and then issue it. But nowadays, and it used to take time. The supplier used to come at 10 o'clock in the office and used to take the check. By that time, it is 1 o'clock. So, he wasting for getting a check, he is wasting his 3 to 4 hours. So, that is very much loss of time for the supplier as well as for the company. And that spoils the relations of the company with that supplier. So, in order to avoid that, computers because of computer environment, nowadays it has become very simple to check his balance in a fractions of second and automatically the check gets generated. You have to just sign in and give it on the spot. It will take 10 to 20 minutes, max to max. Right? So, check writing facilities there. Interest calculation also on the spot calculation is done. Aging analysis of debtors and creditors means we can find out that how much period is given to debtors and how much period is given by creditors, how much time is left, all that transaction we can, all that process, all that information can we get in a fractions of second with the help of one click button, right? Cost centers analysis, we can, cost centers means department, various department analysis also we can get in one click. TDS, another report for taxation purpose, and audit trial means what are the frauds which has taken place, what errors which has taken place. We can make a trial run. We can have a facility in this accounting environmental computer environmental package. We have a facility of making a trial so that we can find out various frauds or errors which is generated, which is happened in the accounting system, which is happened in the transaction during the recording of transaction. All this can be calculated or can be we'll find out with an easy click of button with a very short span of time. So, because of computer environment, it has become very simple for the accountant to record the transaction, bulk transaction in a fractions of second, because of which the revenue of the company increases, the relation between the company and the supplier also increases because they are also getting the check or time to time without wastage of their time, without giving a reminder call to them, to the company. They are getting reminder calls from the company side that your check is ready. Everything is possible because of which our efficiency also increases in the business because of computer environment. Now we are going to study various packages which are there in the market for computer. Some of the most commonly used packages, Tally package. Tally has started from Tally 1, 2, 4. Today Tally 11 is going on. Tally 12 is also coming, I think so. Right? XGen is one of the famous Tally package. Trio, Modact. This Tally package, starting when they started the Tally package, they used to made only for the manufacturing company. Now the software has become so developed, the technology has become so developed, we can make packages as per the need of the company. So there are tailor-made softwares also available in the market for various companies, not only for the manufacturing company but for service industry like hotel industry, aircraft industry, airbase industries and various other IT firms. All that for them, various tailor-made softwares are made for them by various company, IT making company, IT companies for looking into, taking into consideration their requirement, their needs and benefits. However, current trend is so offer computerized environment to account as a part of software package, the span of over time. Now the most famous accounting system which is prevailing all over the world is ERP system, which is known as Enterprise Resource Planning. In this, not only recording is done, but it helps to manage the overall efficiency of the business within a short period of time with less work effort. ERP system is so integrated that this system does everything which the accountant used to do manually 20 to 30 years back. Okay, in addition, to provide computerized environment for accounting, main objectives of ERP is to increase revenue and to improve efficiency of the business. Because see, everything, if the process is done fast, so you'll get the output very fast, you'll get the output balance, you can know the balance of the of each and every customer as well as supplier. When you know the balance of the supplier, we will call them and give them issue, make them arrangement of issuing check to them. We will make a call to the customers that your amount is due. Now they from the software only, the message will be sent to the various customers or clients mobile phone that your amount is due on this date, please arrange your fund. Everything, all this integrated things, all this function is done with the help of that software ERP system. So ERP has now become an integrated order processing, accounting, inventory. It not only do accounting process, but it also helps us in accounting of inventory, production, dispatch, vendors as well as customers, single network. It join all the whole company in one network. So this is the major important advantage of ERP system, right? Provide meaningful and accurate report to manager on need to know the basis as and when required. It gives you accurate and meaningful information which is required by the people when they use that software. They can get whatever information at the fractions of second as and when they require. So this is what computerized accounting is. Computerized accounting helps to reduce the workload, it helps to reduce the frauds and errors, and more and more information within fractions of second, which increase the efficiency of the business as well as the overall goodwill of the company, and helps the company to manage its reputation in the market. That is done by a computerized environment, which was not possible in manual accounting. So that's all from this chapter. Rest you can go through the textbook, and there is the next chapter which is there in your syllabus is the 12th chapter, which is the techniques which is used by the company on the basis of this financial accounting. We have to use certain techniques which is used by the different people in order to make decision making. That is there in the 12th chapter, which is not there in your portion, but we are going to discuss about that in the next session of this video. So till here, this is your 11th chapter, which is there in your portion. The 12th chapter, you will not get any type of question from the 12th chapter in your examination. From the exam point of view, 12th chapter is need not to be prepared. But for your knowledge, how to read the balance sheet, how to decide, how to analyze these things, that in order to learn all that things, 12th chapter will give you an idea for taking various decision making. So we'll shortly going to do that chapter after a break. So please revise this chapter, and from the exam point of view, this chapter, till this chapter you have the portion, 12th chapter is not there in the portion, but we are doing that 12th chapter for just a reference base, so that you will get an idea how the things goes for the analysis, for decision making purpose, how the management works for taking decisions. That's all. Thank you very much.